it comes in from a no name. It says, "Dear Freak Show, why am I having to fight to take my medicine? Good morning. I wanted to share what's going on in my house because it's not really a good situation. My mom is giving me crap about smoking marijuana." Okay. "I'm 22 years old. I'm in school still. I work and I live with my mom. Don't laugh. It's just something that, you know, is necessary. I could get my own apartment, but then my mom would be living all by herself. So for us, it works for me to still live here until I graduate and move on. Mom and I get along great. She always has been a cool mom, and my living situation has never gotten in the way of dating or anything that I found necessary to be a real 22-year-old kid. I really only feel like I'm missing out on one thing, and that's the freedom to take my meds whenever and wherever I want. My mom is so anti-pot that it gets annoying, and it's really a point of contention between us, and the only point of contention, I should say, that is that it's causing a lot of drama in the house. I have a prescription for it. Of course, I got my card, and I've seen a doctor. I buy it from a dispensary, and I'm responsible. I do not drive when I'm on it or anything else. I'd rather not share exactly what my ailment is, but the weed really helps me out a lot. My mom is very adamant about it being a drug, and it's a very old school way of thinking, the same way that everybody had the campaigns against drugs back in the day, and now there are campaigns out there saying that it has medicinal purposes. Of course, we know it has medicinal benefits, but I'm tired of having to go back into the backyard out in the heat or be in the garage sneaking or having to blow it out of my window like I'm some teenager. I wish my mom would just take a hit and lighten up, but she won't even take part in it. What do I do other than the fact of keeping making this rift with my mom?"
Well, first of all, you're not smoking in my house. So that's first of all. You got to go in the garage or outside anyway. Second of all,
you can smoke in the house if you use that bounce sheet, but I don't know if that really works.
What is that? What bounce sheet?
I mean,
what do you mean a bounce sheet?
I know that. I mean, there's a way.
Okay.
I don't want to.
Is that a dryer sheet? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
You just blow it through a square.
Kind of like it. Like, I mean, I know that I've had some cousins and nephews and some people who have taken the innards of a toilet roll.
Okay. Oh, wow.
You know, like, kind of like the little cone.
Yeah.
And stuff it with the bounce sheets.
Oh, my God.
And then into the bounce.
Does that work?
But he definitely like shouldn't.
Smoke it out. Like,
he shouldn't smoke in the house. That's disrespectful.
Yes,
he
agreed.
Lives with his mother. But at the same time, I think he needs to educate her. I think that's the only thing you can do with people that just are stuck in an old school mentality. You have to educate her. These are the benefits. This is how it helps me specifically. This was the process. I went to a doctor. I got a prescription. I go to the dispensary. She might still be thinking about you down a dark alley, meeting up with some, you know, some drug dealer. But no, this is a prescription medicine that really helps me.
And she sees an improvement.
Take her with him.
Oh, you can't bring. You can't.
You can bring a guest to.
I was told no when I went.
You could bring a guest to the dispensary.
You went to the dispensary?
Yeah, I have my. Well, it's expired now. But yeah, when I went, I wasn't allowed to take a guest.
Yeah, you can bring a guest.
I need to re-up, by the way.
Yeah, well, I mean, so take your mom.
Yeah.
So she can meet the doctor or meet the dispensary.
You just
going to
meet the dispensary.
Whoever,
people.
Whatever.
Meet somebody. Just,
meet somebody.
Get a card.
Somebody with some info. Like, mom can ask some questions. She could look around, see the, you know, the THCs and the pills and the gels and the breath strips.
Also know that you may not be able to change her mind, and maybe she's just set in her ways. And you can try your best, but she may. You listen, even when I talk to my dad, he's like, you know, that's a gateway drug. And I'm like, Dad, that's what they said with the Reagan days. I'm like, you know, it's just like totally different for some people. You know what I'm saying? So you may not be able to change her mind. And you may have to grow up and get your own place, and then you'll be happier.
I mean, you're 20, you're 22.
Do that in the
you know, like, grow up and do your own place. He's 22.
Oops.
You can, I mean, you know, like, people live at home at 22. That ain't bad.
No, that's not bad. But I'm saying, if you're going to bitch and complain because you're staying in someone else's house and they have their own rules, then you're going to have to man up and go deal with it yourself and get your own place.
But he's also doing something for her because she's there alone, and he's like, I'm you know. Dad ain't there, so-and-so ain't there, so I'm here for you.
Yeah, they just sound like excuses. Everybody likes a little alone time. I mean, come on now. She's been with you that long. She probably can't wait till you leave.
Well, he said she'd be all by herself. Maybe that's not what she wants.
Exactly. I understand.
Wait a second. Damn it, Davi. It's a recommendation. It's not a prescription.
Okay.
Brandy's on the phone. Hey, Brandy, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Orlando?
Pretty good. What do we do in Mama's house? How should we move forward?
Oh, listen, we don't smoke at Mama's house, okay? This is old school type, you know, people, they don't want that. You live with your mama, her rules are do not smoke, you don't smoke inside the house. Or if you got to be sneaky, you pull out that toilet paper roll with that dryer sheet at the end and blow
it. So, wait, does that really work?
Yes, sir. I do it in hotels all the time.
Stop it. You do not.
I swear to God.
And they don't hit you with that charge because it's like $300 to clean that room.
Oh, no. They don't smell it. You got to go into the bathroom. You got to hit that toilet paper roll, blow it in there, and hit that shower on real hot. They won't smell nothing.
I had no idea about this. This is great.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Were you doing laundry and smoking at the same time?
TSA is like, why you got all these bounce sheets?
Mind your business.
Right.
All right, Brandy. I appreciate it, sweetie. Let's see. Major's on the phone. Hey, Major, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, O?
Hey, what are we doing with Mom? Now my Mom just need to take a hit or what?
Man, I don't know, man. Depending on Mom. She sound like my mom. My mama wouldn't do it. And I think the only option for this kid is either got to do one or two things. If he can't convince her to let him do it in the house, he got to respect the fact that he live with her, or he got to move out. Then he can smoke all he want.
Right.
Yeah. You got to move out, bruh. You can't make mama change. If mama's doing all the bill things.
You do live in there.
Yeah.
So, Major, even with all the medicine and the doctors behind it, your mom still has that stigma with it?
Absolutely not. She wouldn't do it. My mom is 67 years old. And if I even mentioned the word weed when I was a kid growing up, I probably wouldn't have any teeth.
There you go.
Let me tell you something. I had a bowl at my house, and my mom saw the bowl. She ain't see nothing but the bowl, like a pipe cleaner, some rolling papers, and a like, you know. So it looked like something had been there at some point.
Yeah, you had a kid,
and it was a drawer. You know what I'm saying? She opened the drawer, and I'm like, "Mama, first of all, you're visiting. Stop opening drawers."
Right.
So she opened the drawer, and she was hot, like she was mad. She's like, "Won't believe you got that stuff in this house." And I'm looking at her like, "Mama, that's just the things you use for."
I'm grown.
I don't have it. I'm grown. I'm a 40-year-old man. And she's like, "I don't believe you. You know they can take away everything you got up in this thing." She act like I was Nino Brown. She was going after me. Like she, and so when he says mama don't play, like mama don't understand.
Yeah,
nor will she ever.
Yeah. No, there ain't no way. Major, you can't get her to understand this.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, them old school black women, man, they ain't going for it.
Nah, I don't care what you call it, medicine, whatever.
Not today.
Hey, appreciate it, bro. I'm dead serious. My mama was hot.
Yeah, I'm sure she was.
For like the whole trip.
But
is that still in that drawer?
Yeah, it's still in it.
That's a brand new bowl.
I'm not sleeping in this house.
I can't be in this house no more.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.